Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, July 20th, 2023. U.S. futures are pointing to a lower open as Netflix, Tesla, and IBM have all gone down in post-market trade following underwhelming results. European equity markets have opened positive following mixed but mostly weaker Asian markets. U.S. dollar is seeing across-the-board decline and is the weakest against the Aussie dollar, but stronger against the Korean won. Treasury yields surge higher across tenors. Base metals are leading commodity market gains, and gold is slightly higher. WTI crude oil futures are also up. Early market attention is on the U.S. after-hours earnings. In general, the Q2 earnings metrics are running ahead of their one-year averages, and nothing surprising from a thematic perspective at this point. In other developments, China's loan prime rates have been unchanged as expected. Calls for policy stimulus are mounting, but authorities have so far only rehashed existing pledges to boost consumption and private sector. The party meeting slated for late July is the next opportunity for meaningful policy guidance, though expectations remain modest. In the meantime, offshore China yuan is making the biggest daily gain since March after the PBOC's stronger-than-expected midpoint fix and rule change to allow companies to borrow more from overseas. There are also media reports saying that China is considering easing home buying restrictions on its top-tier cities. On the data front, the Australian economy added more jobs than forecast in June, while the unemployment rate unexpectedly held at May's downwardly revised level. The hawkish market reaction suggests increased odds of the Reserve Bank of Australia hiking again in August. Japan has cut its 2023 growth forecast, but expects inflation to hit 2.6% this year, which is well above the Bank of Japan's target. In addition, Japan's exports grow much less than expected in June, while also posting its first trade surplus in nearly 2 years. In Europe, the German PPI has come slightly above consensus, but well down on prior reading as disinflation trends mount. The French business surveys are in line with consensus, and the Eurozone current account has widened. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today is the July Philadelphia Fed Index, the June existing home sales and June leading indicators, as well as the weekly initial jobless claims, weekly continuing claims, and weekly EIA natural gas inventories are also due. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today include American Airlines, Johnson & Johnson, Abbott Labs, Travelers, and KeyCorp. These are posting results before the open. Capital One Financial and Intuitive Surgical will report after the close. In corporate news, Tesla is planning to double the capacity of its factory in Germany to produce 1 million vehicles annually, according to the New York Times. Netflix has made its cheapest ad-free plan no longer available to new subscribers in the U.S., while its ad tier has hit 1.5 million subscribers. In Asia today, equities traded mostly lower. Greater China markets lost momentum as the day went by, with Hong Kong easing early gains and turned negative in the afternoon. Mainland stocks finished weaker too. Nikkei underperformed while Australia closed flat. South Korea finished lower, Taiwan and Southeast Asia mostly went higher. India is trading in a positive territory. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, July 20th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.